Thanks, Kieran, and welcome along once again to GAA headquarters at semi-final number two in the 2025 All-Ireland Series. Up for grabs as a place in the decider in this day fortnight against Kerry. This is the first semi-final meeting between Donegal and Meath since 1990. In their last championship meeting, well, we have to go back 6 years to 2019 in the Super 8s. On both occasions, of course, Donegal took victory on those championship days. This is an 11th semi-final for Donegal. Last year, as we all know, they were here at the last four stage and lost out to Galway. And we have to go back to 2014 to the last occasion when we won an All-Ireland semi-final. We beat Dublin on that day with a stunning performance against a very highly fancied Dub side. 2009 is the year that Meath last competed in a semi-final of the All-Ireland Series. They lost on that day to Kerry. But the prize, of course, on offer here this afternoon is a place on All-Ireland Final Day where you can do battle for the Sam Maguire Cup. Both teams are out on their pitch at the moment, just concluding their warm-ups. Donegal positioned down just below us here at the Davin end of the ground, and Meath are in front of the hill up to our left. Conditions, as we told you, of course, bone dry here today. It's warm down on the pitch, but there is a very, very strong breeze coming upfield, and we wait to see who has won the toss and who will be playing assisted by that breeze in the opening half, because that, of course, could be telling in that fixture. Team news so far, no changes to either side in the 15s. We can confirm that they will line out as selected for the programmes. So that means for Donegal, Sean Patton will be in goals once again, making his 100th appearance for Donegal. His first appearance in a Donegal jersey was, of course, in 2018. That was in the McKenna Cup against Monaghan. But here today, he's hoping that his 100th appearance as he hits the Centurion mark will be enough to take them through to an All-Ireland final and get them 101. Finbar Rorty, Brendan McColl and Pádraig Mógán, of course, make up the full-back line for Donegal. Ahead of them is Owen Van Galler in the centre at 6, while out to the right is Ryan McHugh, and to the left, Caelan McColgan. Midfield is going to be Hugh McFadden wearing number 8, and Michael Langan in his 101st appearance will be wearing number 9. The half forward line, as it's been so solid this year for Donegal, Shane O'Donnell, the man of the match against Monaghan. Alongside him is another Centurion for Donegal and Kieran Thompson. And Kieran Moore, of course, who was brought onto the panel last year, had a sensation year last year, and he's even having a better one this year, and he's hoping that will continue as well. Up top for Donegal, wearing number 13 is Conor O'Donnell from the Carndonagh Club. We, of course, took the score programme to Inishowen at the weekend, and we spoke to members of the Carndonagh Club who were full of praise for this young man, who has certainly set the championship alight. Oisin Gallen is named at 15. The McCools man, of course, has had his injury problems this year, but is this now the stage where Oisin Gallen is going to stand up and drive Donegal on as they try to get back to an All-Ireland final? And the man stuck in the middle between 13 and 15 is, of course, Michael Murphy, wearing number 14. When they had the team news on the screen a few moments ago, the loudest cheer in Croke Park came when Michael Murphy's face and Michael Murphy's number appeared on the big screen. And I suppose Brendan Kilcoyne will start with that, and Michael Murphy out of retirement, and here he is now finding himself in another All-Ireland semi-final with the possibility of going to a decider. And no doubt he is going to be hugely key if Donegal are going to get through this tie today.
Yeah, I don't think there's a more influential player on any team in the country than Michael Murphy. The way he's performed consistently for Donegal down through the years, and to come back in this year to get to the level of fitness that he's got to Oisin. And, you know, the big thing that I see with Michael Murphy, when his team is in trouble, he shows marks of greatness. He will come and demand the ball. He will come and win that dirty ball around the middle of the park to give Donegal a platform, to get them back in possession again. Because as we know, kickouts are such a crucial part of the game under these new rules, that possession, gaining possession from your own kickout is crucial. We saw Donegal struggle at times with it against Monaghan. They recovered in the second half. And it's largely down to Michael coming demanding the ball off Sean Patton, be it a run through the middle, and Patton can pick him out with a drill pass. But he's just such an... He's a monster of a man for Donegal. So there'll never be another Michael Murphy in a Donegal jersey. He is it. He is the man, so he is. And I expect him to have another huge game today, because you just get that level of consistency from him all the time. But there are more parts of this jigsaw too than Michael Murphy, obviously. But the players. You can see the way they look up to him. You can see the reaction that you mentioned he gets from the supporters all the time. It's phenomenal, and you know, he's an icon of Donegal football, Ashley. That's all that can be said about him.
Yeah, he certainly is. And his idol when he was younger was Mr. Brendan Devaney, who's broke away from his TV duties today and has joined us high here in the Hogan Stand up on level 7. And listen, Brendan, Michael Murphy came back out of retirement, and here he is now today in another All-Ireland semi-final. How did Meath even go about to think about dealing with Michael Murphy today?
Yeah, funny, we were talking last week about the Meath dangers, and I would say, right, what do they do about Michael Murphy? Obviously, Rafferty, you know, he's one of the stories of the season along with the whole Meath team. His battle's going to be key. Now, he doesn't really want to come out around, Ashley, so I think Murphy's going to use his experience to take him out around the pitch at times, take him out of his comfort zone, and he'll know at the right times to go trigger. And now, once he's out the pitch, if Rafferty gets too tight to him, you've seen it, he's able to use his power, bump, get away, get the ball, and once he has the ball in his hands, Ashley, he will do the right thing. So that's a massive one. The fact that Costello's name at 14, obviously Curtis played on there in the last game, he drifts in and out, Ashley, and that's the big fear for the goal. With Morris Costello freeing inside against Rorty McColl and Mogan, it's a bit of an imbalance because they are three danger men. Now, if he drops out, expect Owen Bannon to pick him up, but maybe someone like a McColgan could be given a marking job yet. So that's an interesting one. But certainly the 2-3 on threes and the two midfield battles, Menton and O'Neill against McFadden and Langan, they're fascinating duels, Ashley. We've got to come out on top of them.
Listen, we're up here and it's very, very blowy. I've got my jacket on. It was a Michael Murphy Sports this morning at 8 o'clock. I forgot my jacket. I picked up a one-sheeter on the way down the road. We need it here up this high. You've already been down pitch side, so you have with the television, Brendan. What's it like down there? What's the conditions like down there?
Yeah, well, certainly I've been here yesterday, Ashley. There was much more of a dead heat. There was only a bit of a breeze yesterday. The game was a bit later in the evening, so I think that probably helped, but there still was a searing heat. But certainly there's a lovely cooling breeze coming across, Ashley, and you'll just look, obviously it's playing into the Daveney and goals there, and we know about the 2-point threat of Meath. Obviously they were second highest scorers to Monaghan, got into that Galway game, but they didn't have any 2-pointers. They still come out on top. You know, obviously for us, we have a lot of danger in there, particularly with likes of Murphy and Kieran Thompson and players that got able to conjure it up. So I think the team that has the breeze, particularly if they have it in the second half, it could be a danger if we sat too far off. So our defensive shape is vital now, Ashley, because Meath have loads of 2-point kickers in their team, so we can't stand too far off them. But then you've got the dangers we've seen with yesterday with ball, they've been inside all too easy for Kerry. So Donegal have to get that balance right between coming out, they take out the 2-point kickers, but not allowing cheap ball or handy ball inside to that dangerous inside line.
Brendan Kilcoyne, I'm just looking at the substitutes for Donegal. It's probably the healthiest squad that Jim McGuinness has had all year when we look at it. Kieran McGonigal, Patrick McBerty, Niall O'Donnell, Dara O'Boyle, and Jason McGee, all available to play today, which is a huge bonus to Jim McGuinness.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal, you know, result of the great work that obviously the fitness team, the strength and conditioning teams, etc., have done with this Donegal team to be after going through 9 games and have full availability. You very rarely see it, Oisin, and it's brilliant from a Donegal point of view to have all them players back in the team. So they are, you can see Jim McGuinness down in the middle of them doing the pre-match huddle now. This is big, Ed. This is mighty to be here, Oisin. These are the days that you dream of. So they are, as a Donegal supporter, to play on the hallowed turf for them Donegal players, to have the opportunity to get to an All-Ireland final, it's absolutely mega, so it is.
I'm standing watching Jim McGuinness here, and the hairs are standing on the back of my head just watching him. I've no idea what he's saying, Brendan Devaney, but all you can do is imagine how he's lifting these players ahead of this game.
You know, one of the greatest things about Jim, you know, from way back he took the job, his personal ability to connect with people, but also his passion. Imagine, he can't deliver it. You can see it there without us knowing what he's saying. You can tell the blood is pumping in every one of those Donegal jerseys and inside the bodies of them Donegal men. And listen, what an occasion here, Ash. You know, there's huge Meath fans. They were a sleeping giant. You can see the noise and the passion that's here. You know, they're coming on the crest of a wave, Ashley, but I think Donegal are ready yeah, to meet that challenge.
You dampened that expectation very early on, Brendan. Would that be a tactic?
We were just chatting there, Philly Mahan said on BBC that Meath for the story of the season. I said, I agree with you, Philly, but the story stops here.
Okay, well, we wait to see. We're still about 5 minutes away, of course, from throw-in. We're just having the parade down below us as the past the Donegal supporters. Meath are on the outside. Donegal are on the inside, being led there by Michael Langan, of course, who has taken up the captaincy role for today, leading out the team. Patrick McBerty is the captain, but he is amongst the substitutes. Michael Langan, the vice-captain. Michael Langan scored that sensational goal the last day against Monaghan. And I suppose it was very, very timing for Michael Langan. Over the last couple of games, he's certainly been able to click there, Brendan Kilcoyne.
He has indeed. And, you know, that second half performance against Monaghan was crucial, so it was. And to see him score that goal, a real quality goal, coming from deep, linking up with Michael Murphy, and absolutely roofing. I'm sure he'll do his confidence the world of good. We in Donegal have known for years about the quality that he possesses. He's a pure, classy footballer. He makes football look easy, so he does. So he's obviously going to be a huge player for Donegal today. And, you know, Patrick McGuirty, captain, the likes of him, you can see him coming in the last day, the determination to make an impact when he came in, Oisín. And that's what you're getting from the bench. And Donegal's strength there could be crucial. But, yeah, in the parade, look at the boys lining up. Be proud if you're from Donegal.
I tell you, you can be proud here today, because the colour in Croke Park is nothing short of sensational. It's just a sea of green and gold, of course, both teams in the same colours. And it's not too bad from our vantage point up here, Brendan, to distinguish which is Donegal and which is Meath. One, some were suggesting that there might be a clash of it, but the referee today, he was fully on board with it. We've got the green flares lit as well on Hulk 16. And I suppose from a player's point of view, it's about how you manage these couple of minutes now before you get the ball thrown in.
Yeah, and I think in the modern game, Oisín, players are pretty lucky, because I know the three and three inside's a bit different, but everybody else can kind of come off their man, maybe pick up a bit of handy position and get yourself on late, which, as Brendan will tell you, is very vital in these games, because you have a lot of nervous tension in you and you just want to get that release from the body to go and play. But, and Jim has talked about this a lot, Oisín, about looking your opposite number in the eye and knowing that you have the work done. These boys know that they are the peak of their fitness, so even though you do feel the nerves a bit, it's in the legs, it's in the tank, just go and express yourself.
And you can hear the roar in the background from the Donegal supporters as Donegal break away from the parade. And we're just moments away now from the start of this All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final. For the 11th time, Donegal are playing in the last four of the All-Ireland Series. And they're looking to return to the All-Ireland Final for just a fourth time. The last time we were there were 2014. Will they be back in 2025? Well, you can follow this story as it develops throughout the afternoon right here on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. We're going to return to the studio for a quick commercial break. Full live match commentary is on the way from GAA headquarters after these. Yeah, thanks, Kieran. Welcome back to a coverage here of this All-Ireland semi-final. We've had a Ron Levine, and we also had a poignant moment as well. We remembered Natalie and Ella McLaughlin and Damien O'Brien, who sadly passed away over the last week, and they were remembered here today in Croke Park. And no doubt, all Donegal supporters here this afternoon are very much hoping that their side can get across the line. The ball is in play. Paul Falloon has got it in. Meath are going to win the first of the tussles. The Royal County are going to bring the ball up the centre of the field, playing with the wind into the Davin end of the ground. Here comes an effort in, and it's off the upright and goes out, and it's going to be marked as a wide. And coming, charging up the field for Meath on that opening occasion. They've got the one, Brendan Devaney, in the first half. How key is that going to be?
Yeah, listen, you always want to play against it first half. Now, that's it. I think Donegal are really good playing against it either way, the way we run the ball. So, yeah, the onus will be on Meath. The one possession, as you go long, they want it end to end. That's how they want it to be. And I think you'll see Sean Patton taking all the time in the world. Don't forget, of course, he was penalised in the last game for taking too much time with his kick out, but he's gone long with this.
Yeah, and Meath are able to pluck it out of the air, but Donegal somehow have got their hands on it. The referee is going to let play go because the ball spills out. Murphy has it. Now it's given to Shane O'Donnell. Man of the match the last day against Monaghan. Ryan McHugh's going to spread it across to the right-hand channel underneath the Cusick stand. Getting his hands on it for the first time today is Owen Van Gallagher. Lays that back to Finbar Rorty. Rorty playing in his first ever All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final. Murphy now, he's got a few under the belt at this stage, and he's got that big right boot kicking into the hill, and Donegal hit first blood here. The white flag's raised. Murphy gets the score. Donegal hit the front.
Yeah, brilliant score from Murphy. Talk about lighting up the crowd, as he said. Listen, when his name was called, you know, the fans went crazy. Listen, Oisín, come at the hurt, come at the man, coming from the left-hand side there, under the loop. A simple score from Murphy. What a score. Just notable, Costello, who's the danger man and the playmaker for Meath, he has dropped out. Oisín Curtis, who played at full forward the last time, has gone inside.
Okay, so this is Meath now looking for a response. Here is Curtis is going to give it now to Jordan Morris. Morris gives it back to Curtis, coming across the 45 in the Donegal half, playing under the Davin end. Kinsella sporting the blue boots, Just lays it out to the left-hand channel. And Donegal are set up well, looking to keep Meath out. Back it comes now to Kinsella once again. Spread to Owen Frayne. Frayne just stepping back inside. Again, still coming across that 45. Give too much welly to it. Moore nearly got his hands on it. Kinsella has it again for Meath. Just on the edge of the arc. Donegal just forcing Meath out. Remember, before the last round of the championship, Meath were one of the top sides in scoring two-pointers. How many will we see from them today? Donegal have had their fair share of them as well. Meath now looking to create another attack. Jordan Morris lays that one off. Meath coming across the 45 from the Donegal half. Owen Frayne now is going to dink one over the top. That one's going to fall into the path of Coffey, who can't stay in play, and it's going to be marked as a second wide. Well, the second kick of the game to come from Sean Patton. Patton kicking in to this very, very stiff breeze, which didn't stifle Michael Murphy, but the kick out's been stifled by Meath. Here they come forward again, popped over the top into Frayne. Frayne lays that one off. Chance here of a score for Meath is kicked high and it's kicked over the bar, and it's come from Rory Kinsella, who levels up this game and won a piece. And Brendan Devaney, Donegal been punished with a kick out.
Yeah, listen, it was a poor kick out from Patton. There was two Donegal men. He managed to hit it in between the middle and Meath gobbled it up. A simple pass inside. It looked like there was a potential goal on for a second, which is the danger. If you're caught out in a short kick, Oisin, the danger is there for a potential goal opportunity. So a good score from Meath.
Donegal had the kick out on this occasion. Kieran Moores picked it up as he steps into the Meath half. Going to lay that back now to Langan. Here comes Caelan McColgan, one of the Inishowen contingent from the parish of Ní Patrick Uiscahín and the village of Muff. Pádraig Mógán goes back to Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell now is going to give it to Langan once again. Langan stepping on to the 45 in the Meath half. Thompson is out hanging around the sideline. Goes to the Ní Connell man. Quite happy to go toe to hand and work it back now to Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell coming across fields. Pádraig Mógán is there if he wants to use him. Instead goes short to Thompson. Thompson takes a return. Now he gives it to Mógán. Mogan's got McHugh ahead of him. Murphy's ahead of McHugh. If he wants to give it to the Glen Swilly man, the score of Donegal's points so far, not enough room to have a punt and try for a second one. Instead it comes back to Conor O'Donnell now. Inside the arc. Lays that one off to Langan. To Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Oisin Gallen. Gallen on the loop around. Now it's fed to Conor O'Donnell once again. The Cairn Donovan looking to get through this Meath defence. Turns on to the left foot, kicks it high and over the bar. And then a showing man has put Donegal back in front 2-1.
Yeah, brilliant score from O'Donnell there. Listen, what a season he's having. You know, you think about some of his league's performances, and he's left out then for the Ulster final. Had a bit of a bad form, but since we've come into the group stages of the Championship and now quarters and into the semis, he's been an unbelievable form, Oisin. And again, Donegal just using their head there. You know, there's maybe a pass inside. Michael Murphy didn't want to take it, wanted to make sure Donegal would get the shot away. Donald on that right hand side checked and left foot. Great score from him.
5 minutes on the clock. Donegal lead here by 2-1. However, are Meath going to take the lead? They do, with the first two-pointer of the game, and it's come from Owen Frayne. A two-pointer from Meath. Meath lead now by 3-2, and we'll bring in Brendan Kilcoyne on this one. A mighty, mighty score from the Royal County.
Yeah, huge score from their captain and the leadership. We talk about leadership from Michael Murphy. We saw him kick that first point. Owen Frayne, the Meath captain, got the ball. He was well outside the arc and decided to have a pot. Went straight over the bar. Brilliant kick, but you saw the advantage of the wind there, the way it carried it over the bar, Oisin.
And Donegal are inside the Meath half already. With the kick out from Pat that went short. Michael Murphy now taking it forward. Gives it to Kieran Moore. It's going to be laid back to Murphy, who's on the edge of the arc, heading towards the hill. Shane O'Donnell's there for support. The St. Unions man picks up possession. On the loop around now. Going to work it right up as far as the 21. The pass back wasn't good there. Donegal have given Meath back the ball. And now the Royal County can charge up the field. They've got runners left and right. Michael Murphy's tracking back. This is Jordan Morris. Morris pops it over the top and Donegal with a timely interception from Brendan McColl. The St. Noel's man got in there ahead of the Meath forward that was charging in, and there's no doubt they would have been odds on for a goal at this stage of the game, but it took a vital, vital interception from McColl.
Yeah, Donegal opened up, and that's the danger of the counter-attack, guys. It was Costello was in there. He would have put that ball in the back of the net. So lucky that pass from Morris just eluded him. Donegal copped up possession again. As you know, the Meath tackling, they can stuck into Donegal. We have to protect the ball better.
This is Frayne once again. Frayne pops it over the top. Meath continue to charge forward. Murphy challenges late. The play continues. Connor Duke steps on to the left foot. and sticks it high and sticks it out to the right and wide. A let off for Donegal. It stays at 3-2. The fullback Sean Rafferty's on the deck after a collision with Michael Murphy. The Meath keeper is now out to the middle for the kick out. Sean Patton goes short to Shane O'Donnell. Goes as far as the 45. It's back now to Owen Ban-Geller. And it's certainly all happening here at Croke Park on semi-final day. If you're just joining us, 7 minutes on the clock. Meath leading here by 3-2. And Donegal are on the attack once again. The wind is getting stronger because Brendan Devaney's having trouble holding down his notes. In the meantime, play has continued over on the right-hand side. With Donegal now is stuck back into the middle with Michael Langan. Langan now looking to see what's available ahead of him, what the options are. He goes to Thompson, who arrives in the 45. Thompson now on the edge of the arc as clubmate young Fimbarroti is there. He's challenged by the big full forward Costello, and it's going to be a simple enough free. Well, not a simple enough free, but it's going to be a free for Donegal. The clock has stopped and the referee has got the book out. And maybe Costello quite possibly could be getting a card of some sort here, Brendan, which some might say, mate, that was a bit harsh. No, he's just got a tick, so he has. Yeah. He's just got a tick.
He kind of wrapped him up, boys, and he wanted to take, he came across to take Kieran Thompson. Thompson offloaded the ball in a very short space. Roti came on there, and Costello couldn't help but wrap him up. And it was well done by Roti. Now, it's a difficult kick, boys, and he's about 5 yards the far side of the mark, but is that breeze? Now, it's a great angle for a right-footed kicker, but you're really going to have to thump it into that far post and bring it round. But nobody better than Michael Murphy to attempt that.
Yeah, we're looking for a two-pointer here from Michael Murphy. Here he comes. And this, of course, will be another score for the big man from Glen Swilly. Here comes Murphy, kicking under the breeze, kicking under the hill. Murphy on the right foot, he's turning it, and it drops over the bar. And a mighty score from the mighty man that is Michael Murphy. And Donegal get the orange flag raised for the white time today. A two-pointer from the big man. Donegal back in front.
Yeah, brilliant score. Donegal almost cutting out the kick out, the short kick out. It was a diving attempt by Ryan McHugh. It's a foul now to Meath. But what a score from Murphy, as I say. He really put the whoop on it, Oisin, to take care of that breeze and bring it back in the round. And the Meath fans seem to really be on Murphy's case. They're booing there. He had a tackle there in Rafferty. We had him a solid shoulder. And you hear the fans realising how much, how important Murphy is to this team. Are really getting on his case.
Meath now in the Donegal half. Curtis is going to give it to Kinsler once again. Kinsler waiting to see what the options are. Goes to Jordan Morris. Morris spreads it out the channel underneath the Cusack. The men in green continue to hold on to possession. The other corner forward of 15 in his back's the captain, Freyan. Scorer of a two-pointer, of course, for his side, assisted by the breeze. It's laid off to Costello. He wants another two-pointer. Costello's effort is going to go out to the left and wide. That's four wide, yeah, for Meath. And 9 minutes of football. Donegal have yet to kick a wide. Donegal has certainly been more clinical, and they have with that kick out as well. Brilliant from Patton, straight to Langan. Langan has it on the edge of the Meath half. It's given now to Hughie McFadden. To Oisin Gallen. And Gallen just has to wait for support to Keelan McColligan. Gallen's going to feed it under the centre again to Langan. Off the shoulder is Owen Ban-Gallagher. Here's Oisin Gallen. Again coming back in field, and Donegal just setting themselves up. Murphy setting himself up for a run. Powers his way through a couple of challenges. Goes to ground. Donegal still have the ball with Conor O'Donnell. Referee says no foul. Shane O'Donnell has it now. Shane O'Donnell just on that 45 in the Meath half in the centre of the field, working his way out to the left underneath the Hogan. Gives it to Owen Ban-Geller, who's coming back in field. Conor O'Donnell picks it up once again. And the Donegal supporters starting to find their voice, getting behind their team. They lead here by 4-3. Michael Murphy's got 3 of the 4, a two-pointer and a single score. The other one's been Conor O'Donnell. Will there be another addition to the scoreboard from Donegal in this passage of play? It's with Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell's continued his run on the loop around. Gallen now on the right-hand side. Gives it to Shane O'Donnell, who's on the right-hand side and on the right foot. And that one drops over the bar, and Shane O'Donnell's got his first in this All-Ireland semi-final. And Donegal just age 5-3 in front.
Yeah, listen, every one of our players so comfortable on the ball. We keep probing, we keep pushing, drop the shoulder. Meath can't get close enough to it. They're trying to sit with a plus one every time and just make sure they try and force us into a bad error or a bad pass. That hasn't been coming the last few minutes, and that time it was Gallen to O'Donnell. Back to Gallen. They just worked that small bit of space, and O'Donnell over that right hand side chipped a lovely score over the bar.
Murphy has the ball from the kick out. Donegal have it back again, and now they'll look to build in this 2-point advantage. Kieran Moore with a bit of space ahead of him, stepping onto the 45 and onto the edge of the arc as he heads towards the hill. Gives it to Shane O'Donnell, scorer of the last point. Back it comes now to Hugh McFadden. And Owen Bangalla is going to pull the strings, looking to create something once again for Donegal, who lead here by two. But Killybegs man now has support off the shoulder with Pater Mogan to Shane O'Donnell once again. O'Donnell gives it back to Mogan. Mogan flicks it over the top. Ryan McHugh's onto the right boot. Not enough room. Turning now onto the left. That one drops over the black spot. Ryan McHugh's got his first of the semi-final. It's another score for Donegal. And they go 6-3 in front. Brendan Kilcoyne.
Yeah, really good score from Ryan McHugh on that occasion. They worked the ball to him. He turned on his right initially. Couldn't get the shot off. It was covered. Came back. Had the ability and the capability to put it over with his left foot. What's interesting around the middle of the field, Michael Langan has been crucial. He's got his hands on three kickouts so far, so he was watching, and Michael Murphy likewise playing a major impact in that middle third.
And there's another two-pointer here coming for Meath this time. The centre half forward Kinsella drops it over the bar, and it's now a 6-5 game and just 1 minute, and that's the response Meath would have wanted.
Yeah, brilliant score, and too much room motion, you know, and if you're going to give players that quality at room, particularly with that breeze, and we were talking about where the Donegal shape and defence is, that time Meath broke up the pitch and Kinsella just stroked it over, no one near him, too easy.
Kieran Moore now for Donegal lays it off to Hugh McFadden. The short hand passing game through the hands. Sauchin Gallen has it now. But that space is closed out. Back it comes to Michael Langan. Langan now goes out to the right hand side to Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell is Thompson there if he wants to use him. O'Donnell's continued his run. Now Thompson has it. Not enough room for Thompson to go on the left peg. Instead Langan picks it up. There's room for the right peg for Michael Langan. That one drops over the bar, and Michael Langan's got his first of this semi-final as well. So that is now 3-4-5 different scores for Donegal, who lead here by 7 points.
Yeah,
to 5.
Yeah, quality from Langan again. And listen, with that breeze, you know, Donegal are as dangerous. Sure, they have to work the ball in closer, but they're looking so dangerous on the ball. As you know, there's so many players out there that are kind of half 40 players. So as Donegal are moving it around the arc, someone who's going to drop the shoulder and get round. That time it was Langan, 25 yards out, right hand side. A simple score for a player of his ability.
So now it's Matthew Costello who picks it up, pops that one forward. Meath are deep inside the Donegal half. Costello's going to try and curl one in here, and that one again goes out to the left and wide. Five wides in this game for Meath. They're starting to build up for the Royal County, and as that continues, the more frustrated they'll be getting. And when you look at the flags, they're certainly assisted by the flag, by the one down here, but they're not making a count at the moment. That kick out by Sean Patton has been caught as well. Meath now looking for a score to punish the kick out, and which they've done. They get the white flag raised, and it's the wing forward Keith Curtis who's got his first point of this game as well. So Meath are staying in touch. It's back to a point.
Yeah, listen, that's two short kicks have been caught. The first one could almost been a goal. It was a point in the end. We've been punished again with that one. So, you know, at this point, actually, we've won the majority of long kicks. Do we just give it long as we have now?
Yeah, it goes over a lot of players, and the break is going to be picked up by Meath. And it's the wing forward, Duke. Duke's going to flick that one forward now to Freyan. Freyan has it inside the Donegal half. Kinsella sends the ball out to the left channel as they head towards the Davin underneath the Cusack stand. Back it comes to Owen Freyan once again. Freyan to his cornerback Ronan Ryan. The number five for them is Donald Kilgan. Jordan Morris been marked there by Keelan McColgan. Morris just holding on to possession, flicks it forward into Kilgan once again. Back it comes to Kinsella, and now Owen Freyan stepping inside Shane O'Donnell, stepping onto the left foot. That's some score, but drops over the bar, but there's not enough on it because it's easy enough for Sean Patton. That's the first one under the keeper's hands from Meath today. Ryan McHugh gets it away to safety, and Caelan McColgan now picks it up for Donegal, working up the field to Shane O'Donnell. Into the Meath half they go, hugging the sideline underneath the Hogan. It's popped forward now into the path of Oisin Gallen, who comes out as far as the 21. Back to Shane O'Donnell once again. And now Owen Bangalla is Donegal set up moving forward. Kieran Moore, tons of space now coming down the centre of Croke Park. He hits the arc in the Meath half. Murphy comes out. dragging a couple of defenders with him, gives it to Ryan McHugh, trying to break the lines. Ryan McHugh sends it out to the left-hand channel. Shane O'Donnell's already got one, looking for a second, and that one goes out to the left and wide, and that would be the first wide of the game for Donegal. 16 minutes on the clock, it stays at a 7-6 fixture.
Yeah, listen, I'm very unlucky that wide too. You know, Shane set up this left-hand side, of course. But like Murphy's free, he had to play it more across in that breeze. He had it normally, and it just curled inside this, or outside this near post. So very unlucky. But you said Donegal, like, they were rushing through at Ulster, they were very, very ruthless in front of goal, you know, very high percentages up into the mid 70s. That dropped a bit when they struggled in a few games throughout the group stages, but it's certainly doing its business today in an opening quarter.
One band Gallagher's going to take the sideline ball for Donegal. He's going to have to get on with it quickly here. He manages to get it away. Pater Morgan now coming back across field. Been challenged by Costlow, gives it to Conor O'Donnell, who tees up another O'Donnell on the side. Shane, Michael Langan, back across to Ryan McHugh. McHugh now is going to feed it to Conor O'Donnell. O'Donnell now working the ball along the edge, up the arc, gives it to Langan. Langan's trying to find Morgan, asked about much of Morgan, he done well to get his hands back on it again. Shane O'Donnell picks it up again on the edge of the arc, coming from left infield. There's a runner off the right shoulder, and Finbar Rorty decides not to use him. Instead goes to Ryan McHugh, who wants a two-pointer outside of the right boot. Ryan McHugh sends it in high, and that one goes to the left and wide. A second wide of the game for Donegal. And on the scoreboard, Donegal continue to lead here 7-6, and we're about to hit the 18th minute of this tie. It's 5-2 now in the wide count.
Yeah, 5-2 in the wide count. Yeah, listen, Ryan McHugh had the rights to go for that, Oshin, but again, the Meath defence are very far off Donegal. We've seen it yesterday with Tyrone. You've got to get tighter. The Kerry defence was snapping at anyone that came inside the scoring area, and really Meath are way off Donegal so far. But Donegal having the freedom, once they get possession, Oshin, it's only a matter of who gets the shot away. That time is Ryan McHugh, the last time is Shane. Unfortunately, we've had back-to-back wides there, but really a lot of space being given to your lads.
And Smith are on the hunt for another two-pointer, but it's going to go out to the right and wide this time. Jordan Morris. So that's what, wide number six for Meath in this game. And I suppose, Brendan Gilcoyne, you're on the stats today for us. That's something that Robbie Brennan, the manager, will be disappointed with, given that they had this strong breeze with them in the first half.
Yeah, definitely, Oshin. We see that they've already kicked two-pointers, kicking six wides, and they've also dropped one short. But I'll tell you one thing, Meath have come here to play. The game is very open. There's going to be a high-scoring game based on what we've seen. Donegal seem to, you know, they are affording them a lot of space. They're pressing outside the arc, but it's leaving space inside and creating opens for this Meath attack.
Meath had the ball with Kinsella. It's popped forward now down the right hand side to Curtis, the wing forward. Curtis is going to send it back to Kinsella. Kinsella quite happy to go to the middle third, where there is Morris, but Morris's ball's not great. Meath will be lucky if they get it back. They do. Morris has it again, but he's way into Donegal traffic. Three Donegal players are able to strip him of the ball. Here comes Kieran Murray now, tanking up Croke Park. The St. Unions man has Finbar Rorty ahead of him, right onto the 45 in the Meath half. Gives it out to Rorty. Rorty's looking for Conor O'Donnell. Oh, there's a bit of a mix-up between O'Donnell and Kieran Moore, and the Meath player is just able to come in between the two of them. Sean Rafferty's the player, and he's away tanking up Croke Park now to the other end, and he's got players at left and right. It's actually Brian Menton's. I've been told Brian Menton's getting treatment. Rafferty's the player, has the ball. Now Meath have it on the Donegal 45. They're kicking for another two-pointer. This one is high. It drops. And it drops out to the left and wide for a seventh wide of the game. Menton's on the deck. He's getting treatment, and he's in real, real trouble here, Brendan Devaney.
Yeah, real trouble. Oshin, it was a bad ball given short to him, and that's what happens sometimes. When you're going to retrieve a bad ball and you have a player coming at you, you're a wee bit off balance, you're not really protecting yourself. And when you're not protecting yourself, you can get hit. You know, these are very powerful men coming at full speed there, and that's what happens when if you're bracing yourself for a shoulder or a hit, you're always okay, Oshin. It's when you're a wee bit loose there. But yeah, you know, I've rarely heard a crowd will the ball over the bar as much as these Meath fans. They have come here, supposed to have been starved, Oshin, of success, and of all big days at Croke Park. But every shot that Meath had, you hear them shouting, almost trying to will the ball over the bar. That isn't working, though, Oshin, because seven wides, as Brendan's saying there, one short and they hit the post, you know. So it isn't happening for Meath in front of goals, and particularly with them being a two-point team, Oshin, they'll think in the second half, you know, they've got to be ahead going in at half-time, and as it is, they're one behind. And Donegal playing really well, but Oshin, brilliant goal opportunity there. We actually had a had a 4-against-2 situation. Just one of those passes that fell in between two players, and Rafferty read it well. Meath come up the pitch.
Brian Fenton's day is done, Brendan, so it is. He's hobbling off here and being helped off the pitch. Conor Gray, with 21 on his back, is coming in to take his place. That's a big blow for the Royal County.
Massive, man. Listen, he's their Jason McGee of last year for us, you know. Look at the size of him. He was one of the biggest players in the country. He's such a fetcher and a go-to for kickouts and, you know, battling in there. So, as you said, Oisin, that's a massive, massive blow to them. He's their leader at midfield.
So, Patton with another kickout here. We've got, 20 minutes on the clock. Donegal continuing to lead here in the All-Ireland semi-final by 7-6. The ball goes out into play and the break again is picked up by Meath. Murphy just couldn't get his hands on it. Costello has it now for Meath. Costello's got runners coming up the park. Here is Jordan Morris. Morris flicks that one forward into the path of Duke. Duke now comes back the way to Costello. Costello's going to stick it into the middle where Kinsel is there once again. Very easy to spot from up here high in the Hogan stand because he's got bright blue boots. He's the only man that's wearing bright blue boots at this end of the field. Oisin Gallen's got them down the other end. Here's a man with pink boots on him. He's the number 5, the wing-back, Donal Keoghan, stepping inside the arc. This will be a one-pointer if it goes over the bar. And that one goes out wide again. 8 wides for Meath. And I'll tell you what, the management will not be happy with the wide count so far. Patton with a kick over the top of everybody. Drops into the hands of Kieran Thompson. Paul Flynn, the referee, is blowing for a free. And now Thompson can't get off the deck. And he's infuriated with the Meath player who's lying on top of him. Just watching the referee, he's going to pull this one way forward, so
no
he is.
No protection, though. Yeah. He wins the kick out. He has to be given the time to play. The two Meath boys jumped on top of him. You know, it's like it was a guaranteed free. I can't believe he hasn't pulled it forward. I know you have to kind of signal, and there wasn't time for that. But the two Meath lads knew what they were at there. They really came in on top hard on Thompson there. But fair play to him. Brilliant tick from him. And that's what he's been doing the last couple of games, giving us a kick out option in midfield.
But the referee didn't take any action against the Meath players on that occasion. Donegal, however, inside the 45, inside that scoring zone. Just hugging the edge of the arc with Michael Langan. Langan now to Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell ahead of him, Owen Bann. Langan's there as well. Owen Bann Geller holding on to possession. Now to O'Donnell again. Just taking their time. Donegal playing the very, very patient football. Oisin Gallen to Ryan McHugh. Out comes Conor O'Donnell. They're interchanging, swapping players out from up top to come back to the edge of that 45. Shane O'Donnell is going to cross it, go to Pater Mogan. Mogan is Thompson. Thompson now coming back on the loop around as the room in the left boot. Here comes Thompson in between two Meath players. And that one sails out to the left and wide, and that would be a third wide of the game for Donegal. It stays at 7-6. We have played 22 minutes and we haven't had a score now since the 14th minute, but it's been a very, very open game of football. The kick back towards the middle, simple for Michael Langan to deal with from the Meath goalkeeper. Langan kicks it to Conor O'Donnell, and Conor O'Donnell's now looking to get Donegal moving once again. Back to Hugh McFadden, to Shane O'Donnell. Shane O'Donnell crosses the 45, almost stops, just waiting to see what's ahead of him. Meath are set up well, so they are. Donegal trying to break the lines and trying to create something. Ryan McHugh now is carrying the ball forward. Here's Oisin Gallen on the edge of the D, kicking it high. Oisin Gallen looking for a score, but we still have to wait for Gallen to get his first of the game. Wide number 4 now for Donegal. It stays 7-6.
Yeah, and worryingly, Oisin, it's 4 in a row. You know, after we hit them 7 points, it's a poor kick out for Meath. It's gone short. 2 Gallen again, though. Donegal on the attack.
Donegal on the attack with Kieran Moore on the edge of the arc. Gives it to Gallen. Gallen's going to feed it to Rorty. Back to Gallen. Lovely ball in to Pater Mogan. Mogan now gives it to Conor O'Donnell. O'Donnell stepping to the left, going to the right. Has to move back and has to wait for support. Murphy's there once again. Murphy gives it in to Hugh McFadden. McFadden's going to give it to Finbar Rorty. Rorty now moving the ball up towards the 21. Goes to Shane O'Donnell. Michael Langan's there. Instead, he gives it to Conor O'Donnell. Now Langan has it. Not enough room to offload in the right boot. Shane O'Donnell's going to feed it now to Owen Bann Geller, who's got a bit of space. Gives it to Rorty. Rorty brings it back now to Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell's going to jink in left. Back to Umban Geller, going toe to hand, gives it to Langan, who's on the edge of the D, snaps at it with the right foot. Michael Langan's got two in this game, and Donegal eventually get a score. It's their first in 10 minutes, and Michael Langan's got the last two for them. 8-6 here, Brendan.
Yeah, listen, you can't give Langan that type of room, and he's got that snapshot. We've seen it particularly that night against Tyrone. He gets the ball and he can get it away very quick. It's just turned and bang over the bar. He's got that lovely striking ability to just have composure at the time. He's well adapted to taking frees as well. So listen, it was a simple score for him.
Donegal are on the attack again. Michael Langan involved, breaking down the ball. Ryan McHugh now charging up the field, heading towards the hill here. Steadies himself on the right boot, and that one is going to go out to the left and wide. Another wide for Donegal. Wide number five, as I just glanced down at Jim McGuinness below us, as he continues to call instructions out onto the field and giving Sean Patton a signal of some sort. He's going to come up as far as the 45 for this kick out from the Meath goalkeeper. He's going to send it into the Donegal half. It's caught there by Kinsella. That's great kicking and great fetching. The kick's taken quickly by Meathan to Jody Morris, who's out ahead of Brendan McCool. Hugh McFadden comes in with a tackle. Meath still have it with Costello, steadies himself on the left boot, spins off the boot. What's she going to do? She's going to drop into the hands of Sean Patton, and Donegal have the ball back. That is a second one into the hands from Meath, and again, it's very much sort of hope, Brendan, at the minute, it seems to be from them.
Yeah, indeed. I think probably they're overdoing the breeze a wee bit there. And, you know, Costello is a top quality player, but I think he was looking for the breeze to be. I think the breeze just died a wee bit around that time. So, yeah, a couple of poor efforts from me.
Finbar Rorty is carrying the ball forward for Donegal. Gives it to Shane O'Donnell. We've got 9 minutes to go in the half. Shane O'Donnell's got lots of space inside the deal, but he just spins off the boot. It's going to end up over in the corner in Hull 16, so it is. It stays in an 8-6 game with 26 minutes and bang on 40 seconds played here at Croker in All-Ireland semi-final day. Up for grabs is, of course, a place in the All-Ireland decider in 2 weeks' time against Kerry. Oh, Ryan McHugh's done brilliantly to cut out the short kick out. Donegal have it back, looking to punish Meath. Shane O'Donnell to Finbar Rorty. Rorty now bringing it forward. Gallon's ahead of him. Gallon goes into traffic, takes a shoulder, goes to ground. The referee's blown for a free. And here's an opportunity now for Donegal to go three in front and make it a 9-6 game. Brendan Kilcoyne.
Yeah, Ryan McHugh did really well. Donegal are doing really well on the Meath kick out. They're putting them on a lot of pressure and getting a lot of joy from that. So they are, Oisín. And they should get a score, a result score. Michael Murphy to kick his fourth point here. I suppose you're looking at the game as a whole in the context, Oisín. There's been eight wide. Meath have had eight wides. Donegal have had six. For an All-Ireland semi-final, 14 wides in 27 minutes is a lot.
Yeah. But Donegal do have an opportunity to go three in front and make it a 9-6 game, which would be 15 scores between the two sides. There's 14 wides between the two sides. Michael Murphy wants point number four. The Glenn Swilly man kicking into the hill, splitting the posts. And Donegal get the white flag raised again. And now, for the first time in this tie, Donegal are edging in front here by three, and we have 7 minutes to go to the halftime break. Brendan Devaney.
The danger, Oisín, is the short kicker. To me, I just don't understand why you would take it on now, because each team has conceded points now off the back of it. You've got to go long, and at least then you're set defensively. Try and win the ball, because each team are being very cute, pushing up, almost goading the keeper in. They try it, and they've nipped in. Donegal have conceded two scores, and that was Ryan McHugh was brilliant setting up that one.
Michael Langan, the score of the goal against Monaghan, gives it off to Oisín Gallon. Gallon looking for his first of the day, and Oisín Gallon gets his first of the day. The Bacoulms man has the white flag raised once again, and Donegal now kicking into the breeze, are leading here by four. It's a 10-6 game. Brendan, and we were talking to people beforehand about the way the game has developed and these kickouts, and they use the term, it's a bit like Russian roulette at times now with the kickouts in football, the way they go.
Yeah, indeed, and it's all about the kickouts and the breaks. Who can run the ground ball, Oisín? And we've won it again there. Langan went up, he knocked it down to Murr. Once Donegal in possession, Oisín, they are more likely going to get a shot away, and this is the danger for Meath, because they've been poor in front of goals themselves. Donegal are finding their groove now, and the game's kind of going the way a lot of people thought. Donegal maybe with that wee bit more experience, wee bit more guile going forward. That's how it's playing out so far.
Oisín Gallon wants back-to-back scores here. He's chinking left and chinking right. Kieran Thompson, oh, it's off the crossbar, and it's over the bar as well. And Donegal are now 5 in front in this All-Ireland semi-final. They're really putting Meath to the sword on the scoreboard now. It's an 11-6 fixture.
Yeah, and you'd think, Cushing, probably, if you're looking at Meath from a neutral or a Meath perspective, you'd want Meath with that breeze to be 11-6 up, and you would think Donegal's going to come after you in the second half. So this would be a big worry for Meath already. But a Donegal team who have absolutely blown Louth and Monaghan away in the second half are now already turning the screw on Meath.
Yeah, and Brendan Kilcoyne's on the stats. Brendan, you were tallying up how many of Meath's kickouts they've actually lost.
That's 7 in a row that Donegal have won of the Meath kickouts, which is phenomenal, and that's allowed them to exert this pressure on and open up the 5-point lead. Oisín, they've been brilliant around the middle of the field. Huey, Big Huey, Michael Langan, Michael Murphy, they're dominant in the areas, and the boys are getting in quick. Then the half forwards, half backs are getting in, winning the breaks, and they're totally dominating Meath for the last 5 or 6 minutes.
Just staying with the 7 theme, Donegal have 7 different scores. Here's Conor O'Donnell looking for a goal, but it's taken the defence of Meath to keep it out with a hand, and it's going to be a free out now to the Royal County, who haven't been able to get any sort of momentum in this game, particularly over the last 5 minutes. But here they come now up underneath the Hogan stand. Murphy comes in with the challenge, as does Michael Langan, and there's a free here now. And I see the referee, the linesman, is he having a word with the referee on the radio? Donegal players move away. Costello is the Meath player that's on the deck. We'll get a look at the replay on the big screen, and there's nothing really in it there that would merit a card of any sort. Well, Michael Langan's going to get a card. It's going to be the first of the day. Michael Langan's not happy speaking to the referee for the tackle. Yeah, a yellow card for Michael Langan for that challenge on Costello. Brendan, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, listen, looked hard, Sergeant, and really, it's maybe now we don't make it, but listen, if there's another half challenge, Langan's not happy himself. He went and he played the ball. He did catch a man, but I think it was accidental. So listen, that's a harsh one, Sergeant. You know, it'll only matter should something happen again, and he could potentially get the line. So he really has to watch himself. You know, only 30 minutes gone.
Jim McGuinness is asking the fourth official down there what's going on, what's that about? But they move away from each other. Play continues on the field. Kinsella's going to pop it forward to Costello, who's moving okay after that challenge on Michael Langan. Costello looking to get round Langan. Langan was superb with the tackle, but Meath still have it. It's Curtis who's turning on to the right foot, and Meath eventually get a score. We're now in the 32nd minute of this game. It's a 7th point for Meath, and it's their first since the 14th minute. And Keith Curtis has got his 2nd of the tie as well. And that was badly needed by the Meath County
Sorrows. Yeah, listen, huge. I thought he picked the ball off the ground too, but just on that, Costello went to run Langan there, and there's sheer strength. And that's the key to the tackle inside. You've got to make the man think. You've got to turn him back. Langan did that brilliantly, and as I say, it was a good score for Meath, badly needed for him.
And Donegal are looking to punish them here. Here comes Caelan McColligan, and McColligan comes off the upright. Oh, chance of a goal for Donegal. Hugh McFadden, oh, it's saved by the keeper. Brilliantly saved by the keeper. The ball presented itself to Hugh McFadden from the upright. He turned and on the spin on the right foot, the keeper came out. McFadden drilled the ball straight at him. Here's an effort coming in, it's high, but it's gone out to the left and wide. Hugh McFadden, of course, scored that goal in the Ulster final, and he was very, very close to getting a second goal in the championship, Brendan.
Yeah, nearly fell our way, Oisín, and do you know what? It would have been a hammer blow to Meath at this point. If anything, the game kind of needs them to get a goal, but listen, that's not what we want. But you know what I mean? That was one of them strikes that was hanging in the air, comes off the upright. Hugh was in the right place at the right time. Great save from the keeper.
Gray goes to Caulfield for Meath. Meath now have it up inside the Donegal arc. This is Morris, who turns on to the left, and Morris sticks it over the bar, and it's back-to-back scores for Meath. It's now 8 points Meath, Donegal 11. So they were, of course, what? 5 down in this tie at 11-6. They brought it back to 11-8. There's just 3 in it, and we've still got minutes to play to bring in a close to the half. Donegal now fisted forward to Ryan McHugh. McHugh now with lots of space. McHugh lays that one forward to Oisin Gallen. Gallen on the right foot, and Gallen sends that one over the bar as well. 2 points in this game for Oisin Gallen, and Donegal lead here by 4 again. It's a 12-8 fixture.
Yeah, again, the space size is massive. You know, Donegal are just cruising through Meath here at times, and there's so many good ball players. Like Donegal, you know, you're playing with like 6-7 half forwardy type players. They're just eating up the grass. So when they get inside, the movement is there. And again, Gallant just literally, what, 20 yards out, right foot, simple score for him. Ryan McHugh making the run. So yeah, Donegal playing really well at the minute.
Kick towards him, and again Langan gets his fist to it. They've broken it down. It's Conor O'Donnell that gives it to Langan. Langan looking to burst through the challenge. Off to the left is Thompson. Thompson's going to get it under the path of Rorty. Rorty now looking for the goal across the 13 to Michael Murphy. Murphy drills it over the bar. Oh, Donegal were so close to getting the game's opening goal between Rorty and Murphy, but in the end Murphy stuck it over the bar. And after back-to-back scores from Meath, Donegal have responded with back-to-back scores from Gallen and once again Mr. Murphy.
Yeah, that's 5 points for Murphy. What a game he's having. Actually, he's playing kind of deep in this half. I expect him to stay in maybe a bit more in the second half with the breeze potentially, but he's coming out and around orchestrating a lot. But you say Finbar Rorty right in the mix. There was maybe a goal chance on in the Meath defence, closed down loud. He fisted across, and Murphy of course using his experience, he dummied, he came inside, the goal was at his mercy, Ashin, and he blazed it over the bar.
The ball's fielded out of the air by Conor Duke for Meath. Sticks it forward to Curtis. Curtis is going to give it back to Gray. And now to Jordan Morris. Morris to Costello. There goes the hooter. And whenever the ball breaks, or the ball goes out of play, it will be an end of the half, rather. For this effort from Kinsella sends it out of play. So that means it is half time. We have played the 35 minutes, and at the break here, Donegal are leading by 5, by 13 points to 8. So, Brendan Kilcoyne, what is it? 7 different scores from the Donegal team here in this opening half. They lead by 13 points to 8, and I suppose on the basis of everything that happened there in that opening 35 minutes, Donegal very much fully merited for that advantage that they have at the moment.
Yeah, they are indeed, Oisin. They're 5 points clear, 13 points to 8. But you have to take into context too, Meath have kicked 9 wides, they've dropped 2 balls short into the goalkeeper's hands, so they'll be left rue on them chances. I really feel that the foundation for this Donegal first half performance has come from the middle of the park, in particular Michael Langan. Not known for his prowess in the air, he is lording the airways out there today, so he is, Oisin. And he has dominated that the Billy Hogan's kickouts. He's been able to get a touch on them, and as I mentioned then, you have the Donegal players coming in, sweeping up the breaks and presenting the opportunities for the forwards. It's been a really good first half from Donegal. Far from perfect, there have been mistakes, there's been miscommunication at times. There was a time where Huey McFadden and Michael Langan clashed in the middle of the field, a miscommunication, and also that we had a couple of goal chances that we haven't availed of. But listen, we're 5 points ahead against Meath at half time. We feel we're playing into a strong wind. It's a good position to be in. So a good first half from Donegal. You'd certainly have taken that before throw in, Oisin.
You certainly would. Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life has rejoined us in our commentary position as well. Is it fair to suggest, Michael, it's been the stories of the two Michaels in that opening half that have really been, I suppose, the foundation for this Donegal advantage they have at the break? And the two men I'm talking about is Michael Langan and Michael Murphy.
Very much so, Oisin, and Langan's points actually, they came, I think, 11 minutes apart at a time whenever Donegal couldn't buy a score, but the second one was a statement score. But if it wasn't for Billy Hogan, it could be all over at this stage. But at the same time, I think Donegal won 4 of his kickouts in a row during probably the last 10 minutes or so of that half. The one that he got to Conor Gray that Jordan Morris got a point off was the only real time that they got out of dodge during that half. But it looked, Oisin, as if Patrick McGrady won the throw-in, or sorry, the coin toss, and opted to play against the breeze. That's what it looked like for me. I'm not too sure if that's the case, but it's difficult enough to shoot into it. And the other side of it is, me, they're probably going to be ruining the amount of 2-point wides they've had. Like, obviously the message has been hammer the 2-pointers to try and see will it draw Donegal out. And probably Donegal are a bit lucky from that case, because if they had took a couple of those, who knows? But as it stands at the minute, they're in a really good position.
And would you be confident Donegal can knock on from this now in this third quarter that we talked about in a preview, Michael? We can call it the championship quarter that Donegal have been so good in this year. Do you expect that tone to continue now?
They're in the perfect position for that, Oisin, because like if you rewind the clock back 2 weeks, they're going into the changing rooms and you're wondering what's happening. Now they're in a position. You can imagine the message in there. Think back to the Galway game. This is the game we wanted. We're in a really good position. And they haven't used any of the cavalry so far. And from Meath's point of view, they're without 4 big players coming into the game from their own side of things. And then they've lost Menton as well. So it all points towards Donegal at the moment. But I would say probably what they need to focus on, I know it sounds like a cliche and they all say it, They need to focus on themselves and getting 5 or 10 minutes of real good control, dominance, call it what you want, at the start of this second half, and they're in a perfect position to head into an All-Ireland final, because, as I said before, Oisín, we don't know who won the toss, but it's as if they were going to ride out the storm, and they've done that and more, and as I say, the two Michaels have pushed them into a decent position.
Okay, as always, many thanks for your input, Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life. So Donegal are leading here by 13 points to 8. It's a 5-point advantage. Michael Murphy has scored 5 points, one of which was a 2-pointer. Oisín Gallan and Michael Langan have got 2 apiece, while Shane O'Donnell, Conor O'Donnell, Ryan McHugh and Kieran Thompson have netted a spread of 7 scores for Jim McGuinness's side, who have control of this game at the break. We will, of course, have another 35 minutes of this All-Ireland semi-final to come, with the prize on offer today, a place in the decider against Kerry. But at the moment, it's Donegal that's in the driving seat. They have an advantage by 5 points. Join us for more again from Croke Park here real soon on Highland Sunday Sport. Yeah, thanks, Kieran. Welcome back here. We're about to get the second half up and running of this All-Ireland Senior Football Championship semi-final, where Donegal, of course, with 7 scores on the board today, are leading by 13 points to 8. Just taking a quick scan around to see if there's any changes on the field of play. If there is, we'll let you know in the next few moments. The screen's on Michael Murphy at the moment. It now changes to the referee, Paul Falloon from County Down, and the ball is in play. It's going to be Gray against Hugh McFadden, and once again, Meath won the battle for the ball for the throw-in of the tie. Goes to Costello. Costello now comes back the way to Curtis. Curtis kicking under the hill, and the first score of the second half comes from Meath. So that now means it's a 13-9 game, and a lively enough start from the Meath man, Brendan Kilcoyne.
Yeah, it shows you the advantage, Oisín, of winning that initial throw-in. They did it in the first half, getting that initial possession. Donegal were a bit stretched out of pace, not totally organised. They found the gaps in the Donegal defence, and Curtis did really well to kick his 3rd point of the second half.
Okay, so Sean Patton in this latter half is kicking from the hill goals. And up the field towards the Davin end of the ground, and it goes over the top of everybody, and it's picked up simple enough now by the Meath defence. It goes to Conor Duke now, working the ball up the field with a bit of space out to the left hand side, where there is Costello underneath the screen now above the Nally stand, and Costello's continued his run. There's 3 Donegal players around him. He drops the ball. It's on the ground. The referee's keeping a close eye. Players are on the ground as well. And it's Donegal that come away with it, as Kieran Thompson is the man that frees the ball up and gives it to Finbar Rorty. And now it's with Michael Langan once again. Thompson has the ball. He's going to slow things down. Back to Langan. Langan, of course, was crucial for Donegal in that opening half, with a lot of fetching around the middle of the field. And, of course, coming in with those vital scores as well. Shane O'Donnell heading towards the Davin stand. The sun shining down on those who are in the lower section of the Cusack. Been drenched in sunshine. We've got the coats on up here high in the Hogan stand on the opposite side of the pitch. Michael Langan takes possession from Kieran Moore. Langan now gives it to Kieran Thompson. Thompson looking up to see who's ahead of him, and it's his clubmate, his younger clubmate, and Finbar Rorty. Rorty kicks it back now to Kieran Moore. Moore feeds it to Conor O'Donnell. The young men of Donegal linking up. Conor O'Donnell now looking to get a bit of speed and a bit of movement going. Gives it to Shane O'Donnell. The challenge comes in. O'Donnell's able to ride it. O'Donnell now pops it into Conor O'Donnell. Chance of a score here for Donegal. And that was chipped over the bar. And Conor O'Donnell has got another score in this game. It's Donegal's first of the second half. And Brendan Devaney is back out to a 5-point advantage to Jim McGuinness's side.
Yeah, it's all down to Shane O'Donnell. Is there a better ball carrier in the country? Oisín, I doubt it, you know. And he just waits and he can take off. And players just can't keep with him. You know, he had 3 Meath players in the vicinity. He was just outside the arc. And he just takes them on. He finds that gap. He goes under it. And it was Conor O'Donnell coming off his shoulder. A simple score, but all set up by Shane.
And Donegal have won the Meath kick-out once again. They won 7 kick-outs from the Meath keeper in a row in the first half. They won one there as well, but McColgan's final ball to Murphy was just a few inches over the top of Murphy's hand. And the ball goes back to Meath once again. as Murphy, Conor O'Donnell and Oisin Gallen all stay as the top three for Donegal. Play continues inside the Donegal half. It's with Curtis, who feeds it to Jordan Morris. Morris now coming across the 45 in the Donegal half. Support is there if he wants to use it. Meath, of course, will be looking for a big couple of minutes here in this game. See Patrick McBurdy just coming out to do a bit of warming up with Jason McGee, Darrell Boyle and Keelan McGonigal. Now Meath are in here. Oh, another timely interception by Ryan McHugh. Because if Ryan McHugh didn't get his hands to that, there was real danger for Donegal and Sean Patton, because Meath no doubt would have been in for a goal. And now Jordan Morris has pulled down Ryan McHugh, and that's probably going to be the second card of the game. Michael Langan got one in the first half, and I'm waiting to see what the referee's doing here. No card for Jordan Morris, which is surprising. Brendan Devaney.
Yeah, listen, he was on the break there. There wasn't actually players beyond him, I think, Oisin. It wasn't. He was still very much in his own half. So, you know, there was an argument. They said he pulled him, swung him down, a potential black card. But yeah, you often see a yellow going at Oisin because it was a very negative play. They deliberately pulled him down. That's nearly always a yellow card.
Kieran Moore feeds it to Mogan. Mogan now is going to give it to Shane O'Donnell once again. Shane O'Donnell has Murphy ahead of him, just slightly off to the left. He comes back the way to Thompson. Shane O'Donnell coming back infield. Kieran Moore's clubmates there. The young St. Union's man picks it up. Donegal quite happy and content to hold on to possession, to time it at their pace. Thompson. Shane O'Donnell again is there if he wants to use him. Feeds it to Conor O'Donnell. Conor O'Donnell now looking to put the burners on and get through this Meath defence, which he has done. Conor O'Donnell looking for back-to-back scores. And that one's gone out to the right and wide. A simple enough effort, you would think, for Conor O'Donnell, but it zipped off the boot. And that now is the eighth wide in this game for Donegal, and it stays at a 14-9 fixture. It should be 15-9, Brennan.
Yeah, it should. Very simple score from O'Donnell again. It was on his weak foot. We've seen one from Shane in the second half. Both players much more comfortable on their left. He was coming in from this right-hand side, tight angle, and he just went to tap it over the bar. But on the weak foot, sometimes that can happen to you. But listen, he's having an unbelievable game again, Conor O'Donnell. He's really lighting it up for Donegal.
Rory Kinsella now. Is there a big push in this Meath team to stifle Donegal? They trail by five. Is it going to be four? Kicking into the hill. Well, it's come off the uprights and it goes over the bar. And they've got it now. It's back to a four-point game. It's 14-10. And it's Owen Frayne, their captain, who scored in the first half. And that's what, 2 points is it for Frayne in this game? Yeah. So it's 14-10. Meath still hanging on to the tails of Donegal. Patton with the kick out. Into the Meath half it goes. It goes over the top of everybody and it's picked up by McColgan, who's homing in on the goals here. Here's McColgan. Lays it off now to Gallen. Gallen on the left foot. Into the back of the net. Into the roof of the net. And Oisin Gallen has got a massive score for Donegal. It's 1-14-10. And the McCools man has stepped up as he lights up the Davin stand with Donegal supporters. And he nestles the ball in the back of the net. Brendan Devaney. Yeah,
Crewe Park just erupted there. Oisin, what a score. Top corner. The left foot of Gallen. But it was all about the run of McColgan. We've seen him do it time and time again, Oisin. He made that 40-yard break. He came inside right in, Oisin. You thought he was just going to tap it over the bar, go for goal himself. He seen Gallen coming around the loop. Gallen took it. He had two or three Meath players there, but he made an angle, a tight angle over the left hand side. He wrapped that left foot around it, Oisin, on the top corner. Brilliant, brilliant score for Donegal.
Donegal had the ball back again around the middle of the field, and this is Langan. Langan's looking up again to see what the movement's like. Oisin Gallen has stepped up to the plate with a massive score. Here comes Kieran Moore. Moore now looking for Murphy. Murphy, the angle's tight on the right foot. Not tight enough for Michael Murphy because he splits the post. And Murphy has got yet another score. That is now six in this game. And Donegal go 1-15-10 in front. That four is now eight, Brendan Devaney.
Yeah, listen, this is the fear you had for Meath going into this, Oisin. And obviously with Donegal, we were guarded. They'd beaten Galway, and we talked about the Kerrys and the Dublins, of course. But certainly we were a wee bit afraid of what they could bring to this game. But Donegal completely destroying them in the second half, Oisin. And at this point, even already, you would fear for it, because the legs and the running of Donegal, the pace, listen, we're playing with what I would call six six, seven half forward type players out there, and we're just cutting Meath apart time after time again. And when you look at yesterday's game, you know, when the ball went inside the scoring zone, the Kerry defenders were snapping at their own every time, and you've seen it with Donegal today. They're having the freedom of the park when they get inside. Meath just can't get close to them, and you've seen Murphy there, Austin, kind of off balance and just nonchalantly stroking the ball over the bar from a tight angle as if he was in the training park. And Donegal are really moving up the gears now, and I would have a lot of fear for Meath as this game goes on.
And the free is going to be brought back by the referee. The foul is on Michael Langan. There's going to be a substitution made now, and the Donegal captain Patrick McBrearty is going to be introduced here for this game. He was introduced, of course, the last day against Monaghan, and chipped in with a number of scores, but that change not happening yet. So Ryan McHugh gives the ball to Michael Murphy. The linesman just telling Murphy to bring the ball back. It's kicked into McHugh now on the 45. Ryan McHugh, Shane O'Donnell there. McHugh now, the loop around, gives it to Oisin Gallen, who kicks it into the keeper's hands. So it stays 1:15-10. Meath of the ball back, and it's with the goalkeeper, Billy Hogan, who of course pulled off that massive save from Hugh McFadden in the first half. But there was absolutely nothing he could do with Oisin Gallen's effort, which came off the left boot and into the top corner of the goal at the Davin end of the ground. And Meath now have given the ball straight to Donegal. Well, it's bounced off a Donegal player. There's going to be a free here, dead straight in front of the post, for a foul on Sean Coffey. And it's going to give Meath a bit of a breather here and a chance to reduce this deficit. Donegal are going to bring on Patrick McBrearty. McBrearty's going in, and Murphy's coming off. So, Brendan Kilcoyne, your thoughts on the change by Jim McGuinness?
Well, I wouldn't have taken Michael Murphy off. I certainly wouldn't have. The way he's playing out there, he looks like he's enjoying himself, playing really well, commanding a lot of play. But listen, when you can bring on a sub of the calibre of Patrick McBrearty, it's a good option to have. Just one guy I want to mention who's having a huge game today is Ryan McHugh. The amount of interceptions that he's made, yes, he had a couple of wides in the first half, but the amount of interceptions, times that he's broke up Meath attacks by getting a hand in or getting something in, he's having a really, really good game.
So McBrearty is in for Michael Murphy with 45 minutes on the clock, 10 played in the second half, and we've had another score here from Costello for Meath, so that puts them to 11 on the scoreboard. And there's a change coming as well for Meath. James McEntee comes into the game, and he's taking the place of the midfielder Adam O'Neill. So Meath making a change as well. Brendan Devaney, what's your thoughts on the substitution by Jim McGuinness?
Yeah, listen, I'm surprised at Brendan. You know, Michael's face, I think, coming off, we caught a wee bit of it on the monitor there. He's kind of looking as if to say, no, I would have probably left it 10 minutes, to be honest. You're afraid of some kind of Meath charge. Maybe they get a lucky goal and a couple of points in a row, Ashen, but I just think with the surety that's out there in the pitch, the run, I mean, look, we're just looking here at a break from Patter Mogan. Listen, he's ran all of 70 yards. There's so much legs in this team. Here's Kieran Moore joining the attack. Listen, I still think maybe it'll prove to be a smart move by Jim, just in case Michael will pick up a knock. You know, we got to think we have one foot in an All-Ireland final here today. So I agree with Brendan. I thought it was a wee bit early, but listen, McBrearty's on the pitch. He was brilliant the last time he came on against Monaghan, and I think the experience is still out there for us.
So Donegal have the ball once again, and it's with Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell now going toe to hand in the Meath half, gives it to Patrick McBrearty. McBrearty to O'Donnell once again, as Donegal look to poke another hole in this Meath defence. McBrearty wants in the scoring act on that trusted left foot, which seals the ball over the bar. He's only on the field, he's hardly touched the leather, and now it's over the bar, and Patrick McBrearty's got his first of the game. 8 different scores for Donegal, and that means on the scoreboard we go 1:16-11. It's 19 plays 11, and it's back to 8 points. And we've got artillery like that to come off the bench. It makes the decision to take Michael Murphy off a wee bit easier.
Yeah,
Brendan,
and the way he stuck that ball, Oisin, you know, that's a true forward there. He kept his head down because the block was coming, and he made sure he got the connection right because he knew where the posts were. He sailed it over the bar. Great score from McBrearty. He said, great introduction.
So was there an answer in Meath? Not on this occasion, because Keith Curtis's effort tails out to the left and wide, and that would be wide number 10 for Meath. It's the first of the second half. 9 in the first half, of course, for the Royal County. Sean Patton has a simple enough short kick out. to Owen Ban Gallagher. It takes a return from Hugh McFadden. The Killybegs boys linking up. Now it goes to Kieran Moore, and there's acres of space over on that far side in front of the Cusick stand. Moore quite happy to go toe to hand and take on the fullback of Rafferty. He steps inside the arc. The referee's blown for over Kerrion, which is a surprise to Brendan Kilcoyne. And the referee is going to bring it forward, obviously for something that was said, but it looked like over carrying to me anyway. Meath have it back.
He didn't throw the ball back, maybe. Yeah.
And the wing back for them is Caulfield. Meath have it up as far as the Donegal 45, and it's with Rory Kinsella. Kinsella now coming across that 45. It's chipped out to that right hand side. And the 14 is Kinsella. Kinsella now. Or Costello, excuse me, comes back to Kinsella. This is Kinsella now. And diagonal ball in there to Curtis. He's missed the last one. He's got Finbar Rorty for company now. He's on the deck. And good hurrying by Rorty, who's got the ball back. He lays that one off to Thompson. Thompson can't control it. The ball pops out. Hugh McFadden gets his hands to it. Now Patrick Hogan's away in a run. Underneath the Hogan stand. Shane O'Donnell's ahead of him. Goes to the trusted St. Unions man. Coming back in field. And again, lots of space over on the left-hand side. This is McHugh to Moore. Kieran Moore drills it into the net. The second goal for Donegal. And Kieran Moore's got a massive score. Splitting open the defence of Meath. And Donegal now go 11 points in front in this All-Ireland semi-final.
Yes, what a score for Moore. You know, Brendan's been mentioning Ryan McHugh, and rightly so. This all came from Finbar Rorty. You know, his hassling, his harrying. The way when he broke that ball away, Oisin, it was only going to be one player. He is so eager to win possession and really drive Donegal forward. And when Donegal come forward, there were six players all breaking. One of them was Kieran Moore. Ryan McHugh got it, fed it through the gap. But Moore read the two challenges and planted it low and hard into Hogan's bottom right corner. Brilliant, brilliant composed finish. What a brilliant team goal, Oisin. And you saw the vital of the turnover ball and the pace that Donegal break with. That was everything that's great about this Donegal team. What a score for Moore. And really, that's a hammer blow to Meath. You know, at this point now, Murphy can sit and enjoy it because Donegal are heading for the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, we've still got 20 minutes to play and there's still lots more scores in Donegal. Here comes Finbar Rorty. Out it goes to Thompson on the right boot. Takes a save from Hogan to put it out wide. And it's going to be a 45 to Donegal. And they're certainly eating into this Meath team now. Jason McGee is about to be entered into the match. But Donegal leading here by double scores. Off comes Hugh McFadden. Jason McGee is into the game. And Brendan Kilcoyne, Donegal have taken absolute control of this semi-final now, so they have, and there's still 20 minutes to go in this one.
Yeah, 50 minutes in, Donegal 2-16, Meath 11 points, they're playing absolutely. We talked about champagne football back at the in the Ulster final, Oisin. Some of the stuff they're playing out there in the second half is absolutely top notch, so it is. Brendan mentioned Finbar Rorty's turnover, the players off the shoulder. Hughie McFadden coming up the field as a young fellow, eating up yards, moving the ball at pace. The likes of Rorty, Kieran Moore, these guys, the legs that they have, the fitness levels that they have is astounding, so it has total control from Donegal at this stage, Oisin.
Yeah, and we're watching Sean Patton here looking to score a 45 for Donegal. He just leans back two steps and it's over the bar. Donegal's advantage is now out to 2-17. Sean Patton gets his first score off the game and his first of the All-Ireland Championship. He got one in Ulster from a 45. He's now got one in the All-Ireland Series, and it's come at the semi-final stage, and it's another blow to Meath, who are trailing here 2-17-11.
Yeah, they've just taken off one of their cornerbacks, Oisin, and replaced them with a more forward-thinking player, and I think that shows you now that already Robbie Brennan knows, listen, the game's up, we got to somehow go for it, try and conjure up some scores and a couple of goals to bring ourselves back, but it doesn't look like Donegal will let that happen. The players are absolutely buzzing out there and enjoying this.
Meath on the attack with Curtis, gives it to Owen Frayne. Frayne now comes back the way. Here's the second half substitute for Meath, and he's pulled it to the left and wide, and that's just the story of this tie for the Meath men. The wides continue to build up. That's now 11 for them. And if they were going to stick pace with Donegal, they needed a far better conversion rate than that, Brendan.
Yeah, definitely. That was Harkin. The player just come on there. He found himself in an advanced position. That's what they put him on for, to try and get a few scores. So, yeah, listen, that second goal, not that I think even at that point, I think most people in their heart of hearts knew this was a Donegal game. But what a score. What a great team goal as well. And you could see the Donegal shape here. Austin, the way they move, the way they make things difficult, and now what they're doing is, even though we conceded a score there, they're saying no goals, they're dropping back in because they know only something they get will give Meath a bit of life. Sure, they can tag on a few scores. You look at Sean Patton, he's down there out all the time in the world. Donegal won't mind conceding an odd point now. They'll just make sure they shut out the three-pointers.
And a massive boost here for Donegal as well. Buncranaman, Caelan McGonigal, is into the game for his first appearance in over a month. Of course, picked up the injury against Tyrone. We haven't seen him since, but now he's back for the second half in the All-Ireland semi-final, taking the place of Caelan McColgan. Another any-showing man, I suppose, Brendan Kilcoyne. If you're going to go to an All-Ireland final, you want everybody fit and available, and that's massive for Donegal.
Absolutely huge for Donegal. We've been talking all year about Caelan McGallagher. We haven't seen him since the Ulster final. For get minutes, 20 minutes into his legs today is huge, because they're going to need all the artillery that we have when we come up against this Kerry team in 2 weeks' time, Oisín. But you, as Brendan mentioned there, you can see how much the lads out in the field are enjoying their football, and to get that opportunity to play that swashbuckling football at this stage of an All-Ireland semi-final is astounding, and it shows you where this team is at. We can go into an All-Ireland final full of confidence, hoping we hold out for the next 20 minutes all right, without picking up any injuries or any knocks.
Meath are on the attack once again. Donegal quite happy for Meath to hold on to possession around that 45. The Royal County are coming forward again. It's with Owen Frayne. Frayne now lays it down the left-hand side, where it's picked up there by Duke. Back to Frayne once again. Now it comes in to the 19, that's McEntee. And it's a bit scrappy in there at the moment. Frayne has it again on the edge of the D. Frayne looking for a score, and Meath have got another one. And it's the corner forward, Frayne, who slots it over the bar. 4 points for him, 13 points for Meath. Donegal, of course, still leading by 10, 2-17. And we've still got 17 minutes to go in this encounter, and it's just about Donegal managing the remainder of this game, just adding on the scores, keeping the scoreboard ticking over. And they will be returning here in 2 weeks' time with a chance to play for the holy grail of Gaelic football and battle for the Sam Maguire. Pádraig Mógán wants it in the scoring act, and has got it in the scoring act. He's chipped it over the bar with a powerful run, and that now means there is 9 different scorers, is it? No, more than that, 10 actually. Yeah, 10 different scores for Donegal. Yeah.
Austin, that was a brilliant score again. You know, Langan picked up possession in the midfield. He seen McBurney was mad for the ball. He checked one way, he came across the other way. Langan had a spray ball across there to the edge of the arc. He took it up, and coming bombing up the pitch was Mógán, and he kept his cool. There was maybe a goal on, but over the bar. Again, a brilliant team score.
Here comes Morris. And Morris sends that one out to the left and wide. And Robbie Brennan, I'm just watching him down here, the Meath manager, he drops his head. It's another wide for Meath. That's now 12, but any time they get into a scoring position in front of the hill, it's gone out wide, and they just cannot find any sort of momentum up that end of the pitch. Here's Patrick McBurney, second half substitute. 1 point so far for the Kilcare man. He can make that 2 as he slots it over the bar. 2:19 now for Donegal, and they go 12 in front of this game. Darrell Boyle is going to be the next man to be drafted in, and he is coming in to take the place of Ryan McHugh. The Kilcare man goes off. Another very, very solid performance from Ryan McHugh, who finds himself going back to an All-Ireland final, one of the 2014 brigade. And Ryan McHugh's gone back to an All-Ireland final, and listen, he was very, very much part and key of what's happening here today, Brendan.
That's right. His experience is second to none, Oisín, but his using his guile and his ability to break up play, one possession, and then use the ball very smartly was integral to so much that Donegal do, because a few players of his ingenuity and mindset on the pitch, look at the legs. Just people breaking everywhere. What you need is players in there to pick the right pass at the right time and get involved in the play. And he sussed out a few of the Meath attacks as well, as we talked about, you know, nipping in and getting interception. So he's had a brilliant game. It's great that we can take him off and rest him.
Finbarroti sends it in to Conor O'Donnell, charging under the Meath half. And Conor O'Donnell's efforts kicked high, and despite the presence of a couple of Meath players, it drops over the bar. Conor O'Donnell's got another. He took a bit of a hit as well, but he's okay. He's back on his feet, and the Cairn Dunham man has added another score here in this game. And we've got 55 minutes on the clock. 2:20 to Donegal, 13 points to Meath, and it's now out to 13 points for the first time. It's going to be a long 15 minutes, I think, for Meath, who are being cut open at every opportunity. But Donegal just continue to hunt down the ball and the man who's on the ball. It breaks now just on the edge of the Donegal 45 and is picked up by Kieran Caulfield. Caulfield now just lays it off, and here comes Meath coming back in field once again. And they're taking their time. Sliced that one out to the sideline where Gray is there, who came on very early in the game for Menton, which was a blow to Meath. Michael Langan does the interception, keeps it in play, stylishly gets it over the top of his head. And this is Caelan McGonigal coming up the field, gives it to Mogan. Mogan's going to feed it to Darrow O'Boyle. O'Boyle steadies himself, gives it to McBurtie. McBurtie swung round, the referee's going for a free and playing the advantage, but it's not needed because Patrick McBurtie's got a third point of the game. And Donegal go to 2:21, make the 13 points. This could end up to be a massive rout by Donegal on the Royal County, Brendan.
Listen, and it's both. Listen, Jim could see that coming, you know, because the game was opening up more. And we still had Jason McGee, obviously, on the pitch. We had McBurtie, we had Darrell Boyle to bring in. We had so much ability coming on the pitch. Keelan McGonigal coming on. And listen, McBurtie again, he was brilliant when he came on against Monaghan the last day. Oisín, and he's continued that for me, three great points. But Darrell Boyle picked that up, and you could see the pass was on the first time, but he wanted to shoot himself, because when you're on the pitch, you've got to make your mark, Oisín. There's an All-Ireland final is coming here. So he wanted to take a shot on. Then when he stepped inside, he gave it to McBurtie. He should have probably given it to him the first time, but Patrick just the strength then, he just held off the Meath challenge, and a simple tap over for him for his third score.
So Meath again are on the attack. We have 13 minutes to play. Bang on 57 minutes on the clock. But it's all about Donegal, who lead here by a massive 14 points in an All-Ireland semi-final. And the Donegal supporters are still very much vocal behind their side. Morris now on the left foot takes it high, and again goes out to the left and wide, and it's another wide, another disappointing one. 13 now on the wide count for Meath. They trailed by 14.
It's a bit like yesterday here, Oisín. Tyrone, when they needed it most, they were just snatching at shots, and it just seemed like it wasn't going to happen. And that's what we have with Meath now. The life's gone out of them. In fairness, their supporters haven't left them. They were still cheering whatever points they're getting. But yeah, the game is completely now for Donegal's ticket.
Patrick McBurtie gives it in now to Jason McGee. McGee lays it back. Donegal still have it. Chance of another goal, is there? Here we go. Conor O'Donnell's found the back of the net. Goal number 3. And Donegal go 3:21-13 up. It's a 17-point advantage as Donegal are cruising to an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, just the team play there, Oisín. Listen, there's three players could have scored there, and then up to the last, Jason McGee had made the break. He got the wrong side of the Meath defence. The goal was probably on for him. He thought he might fist it over the bar. He gave it to Gallen. Gallen again could have took the score. He hit the ball, zipped it across to Conor O'Donnell. Three Meath players come to him. He stepped inside them, and he said that left foot into the bottom of the net, Oisín. And that's a brilliant sign for the Donegal team, that no one has been greedy on the ball. They all are playing for each other. They're all taking the right option, and that ball was worked at Donegal. And for a team that couldn't get goals, Oisín, that's a huge plus. They have three on the board today.
Yeah, and Finbarroti's still going like a machine. He intercepted that ball, but it comes off his foot, and it's going to be a sideline ball to Meath. That's kicked up the channel to Conor Duke. Duke now coming back in field. Conor Duke's going to spread it across to the right hand side underneath the Cusick stand. Meath playing under the hill in the second half, And they are trailing here by 17 points. Would anybody have given Donegal 17 points up Brendan Devaney with 11 minutes to go?
Yeah, we thought Donegal would now pull away from them in the second half, but as I say, Oisin, whatever wee chance Meath had, them wides that they probably had in that first 20 minutes really done them a bit of damage. It maybe should have been a few scores up, but yeah, Donegal, it's a complete rout here in the second half. And as I was saying to you before, listen, Meath will tag on, the wides, like, are so like yesterday in terms of that's a simple score there put wide for them. And it really, you know, we were thinking this probably Division 1 team against Division 2, there'll be a bit of a gap. We didn't imagine this type of gap, Oisin, but really Donegal took up from where they did in most of this game from the Monaghan game. And they've just been, they're just coming with such pace and power. Once you get possession, Oisin, you just can't get it off them. You've seen O'Donnell, O'Connor, Donald, they're an absolute form of their life. And then when you have McBurdy here showing up front, the four subs that you brought in, when you look at it versus the Meath bench, when you look at the Donegal team, you know, they had nothing really to match Donegal. We just were a bit afraid, obviously, because they had beaten Galway, particularly in the last game. And when Galway hit that 2-3, we thought that should have rocked Meath, and we thought that Galway would take over with experience, but they didn't. So there always was that wee thing back of your mind, could they cause enough problems for us going into this game? Most of us thought in our heart of hearts we had won the match, but you're right, never thought we'd be cruising in cruise control like this.
Brendan Kilcoyne, we're into the closing 10 minutes of this game. There's a strange enough kind of atmosphere now around Croke Park when you've got this unassailable 17 point advantage in an All-Ireland semi-final. It's a bit of a strange situation when it's spelled out like that.
It certainly is, Oisin. I think when Oisin Gallagher got the goal,
I'll interrupt you, there's another goal chance here for Donegal, but Kieran Moore puts it over the bar. That's another good score by Kieran Moore, and Donegal with ease, of course, are cutting them open, so they are. And yep, it's out now to what, 322 to 13 points, so it's an 18 point fixture. And as was said, for an All-Ireland semi-final, it's very, very strange. I'm looking down here, the Meath supporters are leaving, they're starting to go here, and Donegal very, very much stepping along to the All-Ireland final.
They are, Oisin. Once Oisin Gallagher netted after, you know, 7 minutes of the second half, you felt it was game over at that stage, so you did. And they've just totally assumed total dominance in all areas of the field since then. Just a couple of things. I was incorrect. They were right to take Michael Murphy off when they did. He's fully rested, no injuries. I'm glad that it.
What would Jim McGinnis do?
And the other thing I want to say too is young Finbar Rorty. Yeah. Absolutely shoe-in for young player of the year. He's been astounding every game. He seems to be getting better and better, and you still see him making these long bursting runs up the field from corner back the whole length of the field, linking play, getting turnovers in his own defensive half of the field, and been on the end of the move. What a phenomenal player he is.
He certainly is a massive find, and we were waiting for Finbar Rorty to make his presence felt on the big stage. There was, of course, the controversy last year, but in 2025, he has turned out to be one of the superstars of this Donegal team as they remain on course to get to an All-Ireland final for just the fourth time in the history of Donegal GAA. And we've still got 8 minutes to play here. Meath are again on the attack, and that one has popped forward. Kieran Moore gets a hand in. Meath are coming across, but the referee said there's been a double hop in there, so it's going to be a free out to Donegal. Still trying to get my head around this 31-13 scoreline, Brendan Devaney, with 8 minutes to go.
Yeah,
when I look down at the screen in front of me.
Listen, Oisin, you say Meath were here in merit. You know, I did question, you know, the games that they'd won against Dublin and Kerry missing the six, you know, didn't turn up in the day, and Meath walloped them that day. Dublin taking out of Croke Park, as we've seen Dublin having a poor enough season, they were there to be taken. It was the Galway game, as I say, probably gave us a wee bit of a wake up, because if we were playing Galway here today, you know, you said it's probably 50-50 slight advantage to Donegal in the way Galway was playing. So the fact that they came through that one, that was only one was giving me the wee bit of caution going into this game. But as I say, I was just saying to people coming in, if we play our best and they play our best, we won the match. It was only about really Donegal playing their best football, and we probably didn't see the best from Meath today. Maybe we didn't allow them. We've probably seen a very high performance level from Donegal. Meath couldn't live with it.
Two men that they haven't been able to live with, the Shane O'Donnell and Kieran Moore, both are on the ball now. There's another one, Michael Langan. Langan had a storming first half, and he slots another one over the bar. And that would be, what, 3 points, is it, for Michael Langan in this game? They had two in the first half for him, and he's got one as well here now in the second towards the end, and it goes to 32 plays 13, 323 to 13 points, and we're about to hit 6 minutes left to go in this All-Ireland semi-final. The ball goes towards the middle of the field. A couple of Donegal players collide. Meath have it back. Gray's going to fist it forward and is picked up by Rafferty, who's now playing more like a wing forward for Meath. Running at Keelan McGonigal. Lays it off now to Keoghan. Rafferty takes it back. And the fullback's effort is blocked down by McGonigal. Meath have it back again. Rafferty has it on the edge of the D. His efforts kicked high, and that one goes over the bar. The fullback gets his first of the game. Meath go to 14 points. McGonigal in total dominance, still with 32 on the board. 3:22 for Donegal, 14 to Meath. And we've got 6 minutes to go as the Meath supporters continue to depart GAA headquarters, and what has been a hugely disappointing day for them. But for the final 5 minutes, we're going to be talking all about Donegal and how this fantastic season is set to continue into one more day, and the biggest day of the year. Owen Bangalore lays it forward to Patrick McBurty. McBurty is going to come back the way to Kieran Moore. Moore now just waiting to see what the options are. They've got loads of time here. Donegal standing centre field is Kieran Thompson. Thompson is going to spread it out to the left hand side, where it's picked up by Orr McFadden Ferry, who's into the game as a second half substitute. This is Shane O'Donnell. O'Donnell now to Conor O'Donnell, and back to Jason McGee, to Patrick McBurty. 5 minutes on the clock to go. McBurty to Darrow O'Boyle. O'Boyle coming back in field, steadies himself on the edge of the D, sticks one high in the air, and Darrow O'Boyle has got another score for Donegal, and that's his first point of this game. And it's a 3:24 to 14 point fixture, and it's 13 plays 14.
Yeah, that's us up to, I think, 11 there. Brendan might keep us right in the scores. And yeah, listen, Darrow O'Boyle, he is such a danger man coming in. We haven't really need to see the best of him here, because Donegal have been cutting through Meath, you know, just every area of the pitch. But Darrow O'Boyle, that's something there. You know, if you think about teams, Kerry looking to play us in the semi or in the final, you know, the amount of the starting 15 you have to deal with, and then you have the brilliance that we have come off the bench. There's Keenan McGonigal flying through the air, fisting the ball down the own band. Another opportunity.
Here comes Donegal once again. Langan looking for another score. Over the bar goes. And that's now 4 points for Langan. And the white flag's raised again, and Donegal go to 3:25.
Patrick Bertie's ripping there. He was mad to put that in the onion bag. Gosh, Langan stepped up, and just like Monaghan, you're waiting for that hard shot as they rip the back of the net. He just had it too high, but Bertie was creeping on the right. He wanted the ball like any corner forward does to put it in the net.
That ball's kept in play there by Sean Coffey. And the second half substitutes, Harkin, as he gone over the line, is able to get round Kieran Moore. But Moore does brilliantly to just stay in his hip and get a hand in, and the ball pops out, and Fumbarote has it back and gives it again to Kieran Thompson. McBurty out to Orr McFadden Ferry with acres of space underneath the Cusack ahead of him. The good Orman now inside the arc to the 21. Stops, turns back, looking for support. McBurty has it. Is he going to go for two here? He's kicked it into the... There's just too much pace on it. It goes over the line. It's going to go out and be marked as a wide. And McBurty, what he was trying to do there was put it under the path of Orr McFadden Ferry. With under 3 minutes to go. And there's 20 points the difference. I don't think there's been too many All-Ireland semi-finals that have been won by 20 points, Brendan Kilcoyne.
I was just thinking the exact same myself, Oisin, a few minutes ago. I'd say it's very rarely, if ever, that an All-Ireland final was won by that margin of victory previously. So it was. And the thing about it is Donegal are totally deserving. They're totally superior in every area of the field at this stage of the game. And you still see the hassling, tackling, the work rate. Kieran Moore getting the last turnover. Fimber Rorty again putting pressure on the man in possession of the ball, forcing errors, forcing turnovers, and getting Donegal back up on the front foot, where they're showing that fleet of foot, that fitness, that superior fitness that they have to get them up into attacking half of the field.
I know Brendan has to go again because he's doing dual duties here today. Brendan, what do you think the Kerry men are sitting thinking here over alongside us of how what about this Donegal performance and what they're going to take now to the final on the next day?
Yeah, listen, people find it a wee bit hard to call that game yesterday. Kerry destroyed, destroyed Tyrone all over the pitch. Tyrone having a very funny season, actually. They're up and down. We weren't sure what to come. We thought they might lift it for a semi-final. Particularly with like Malachy Rourke in there, you thought they'd be very well prepared. But as it was, Hampsey was home out to dry, trying to mark David Clifford, and their shape was all off. Actually, they're far too open now. Donegal really good at shutting out the space, shutting down and clamping, getting in and around Clifford, as they'll have to. But then you've got the dangerous John O'Shea, Paddy O'Shea coming from deep. So listen, both sides have people to watch, but I think with Donegal, you've basically got so many ability. There's Kieran Thompson kicking on the score. There's so much ability all over the pitch, whereas Donegal for Kerry, they play through those three players so much. And you know, obviously at midfield they did well there yesterday as well, but certainly when you look at stopping this Donegal team and the bench that they have, the depth that Donegal have, you'd have to say Donegal after this performance will go into the final as favourites.
Okay then, there's a minute to go in this clash. Many thanks to Brendan Devaney. We're going to see down the clock here, and Donegal of course are set to return to an All-Ireland final for the first time in 11 years. The ball is with Donegal, and Keelan McGonigal just hugging that sideline. There is 30 seconds of this fixture left to play here, and Donegal are on the verge of returning here and battling it out for the Holy Grail of Gaelic football and the Sam Maguire Cup. So another sideline ball for Donegal. Darragh O'Boyle has it on this occasion. We've got 5 seconds left to go. 5 seconds remaining in this All-Ireland semi-final. There goes the hitter, and Donegal are returning to the All-Ireland final for the first time in 11 years with a magnificent performance against Meath. They totally destroyed the Royal County. The Donegal supporters are on their feet, and Brendan Kilcoyne, we are heading back to an All-Ireland final.
Indeed we are, Oisín, and thoroughly, deservedly so. We played 10 games in the Championship. Yes, we had that one bad day in McCool Park, Tyrone beat us by a point, but every other day the dominance that Donegal have shown, the composure that they showed today at crucial times, and the control, once they got that lead, the control they exerted on the field, every other position in the field, Oisín, to run out 20 point winners is phenomenal. So it is, it's a credit to the management, to the team, to every player out there, and the subs that came in, and of course the extended squad. It was absolutely talked about it there a couple of minutes ago, Oisín. The team has never won an All-Ireland semi-final by 20 points in my memory. I can't even think of anything close to that, so it hasn't. So an awful lot to be positive with in an All-Ireland final. Yes, we have an Ulster Championship. Can they bring Sam Maguire back to the hills after 2012 and 92, Oisín? Yeah.
How big a statement was this by Jim McGuinness's side today, Brendan?
Huge, huge statement, sort of. Huge statement win. A lot of people were saying, you know, obviously Donegal came in as favourites. They were giving me the chance based on that they'd beaten Kerry, they'd beaten Dublin, they'd beaten Galway in the quarter-final. So they were deservedly getting a chance from some quarters. But I was looking at odds this morning for the All-Ireland final. Kerry were 4-7 on.
That's
to win the
change.
All-Ireland final.
That's going to change.
There's certainly going to be a revision of that by some of the top bookmakers in the country after that performance from Donegal. It'll certainly at least make it an even money ticket, so it will. But listen, forget about odds, forget about everything. The joy of being in an All-Ireland final, the pride that Donegal people can take, the search for tickets that will commence from as soon as that final whistle is gone for everyone. The pure exaltation of all the people of Donegal. They'll be coming back from America, they'll be coming back from Australia, they'll be coming back from all over Europe. There's a friend of mine, Aisling Higgins, listening in. She's over in Vietnam today, so there's Aisling. She'll want to come home. She's not due to come home for a long time. So to have all that to look forward to for the next 2 weeks because of this band of men coming off the field, Aisling, is a privilege and an honour.
And there's a number of men down there that were involved in 2014. Patrick McBurtie, Michael Murphy and Ryan McHugh. They missed out on that occasion against Kerry, and now them with this new breed of Donegal footballers have an opportunity to lift something and make history once again.
They have indeed, and it's like an obsession with these players, so it is. They have given everything to Donegal for football. Michael Murphy, as you said. Patrick Burtie came into the game today. You know, could have taken on an awful lot more shots, but he was playing the team game. You can see that they're all focusing on the team game. They're not trying to make heroes of themselves. They're trying to play each play, make sure they get the maximum results out of it, and to come back. Ryan McHugh, I thought, had an exceptional game today, really stood to the fore. They're the three guys that were involved in 2014, still carrying the hurt of 2014. Now they can avenge that. They've 2 weeks to prepare themselves, get right for the task that awaits of Kerry. Finbar Rorty getting man of the match. What a young man. What a guy to be able to introduce into the team. Of course, Michael Murphy coming back into the team this year was massive, but this guy has been absolutely phenomenal, Oisin.
Brendan made the point about Finbar Rorty a few moments ago. He's a contender for Young Player of the Year. Michael McMullen of the Gaelic Life.
He's a shoo-in.
He is Young Player of the Year for me ever since I saw him at minor level, had my A on him, and Jim obviously saw something in him, but a phenomenal performance. And Oisin Gallen's goal ended everything, I thought.
Yep.
And Kieran Moore read an article Ryan Berry had during the week about how he was sort of plucked from a club group stages game by Jim McGuinness, but as a person who put out fires, but he was going as much the other way. And obviously Conor Donald finished with a goal as well. So it was all of that third quarter, and they definitely had their work done by half time. I think they were five up, I think. And then obviously the goals just put the tin hat on it. And whenever you're replacing Michael Murphy, it was more or less the same post that this is done, and this is about Kerry, and this is about 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, what do you make of Donegal's performance today? Because we don't think anybody's ever won an All-Ireland semi-final by 20 points before, Michael. So how big a statement, in your view, the way Donegal played that game today was made by Jim McGuinness and co?
It probably is a statement because, as we said before the game, around the hotel this morning, everybody was talking about Kerry yesterday and how commanding they were. And I suppose whether it was intentional or not, Oisin, I'm not sure if Jim and Donegal wanted to make a statement today as on the back of yesterday, but I think they probably just wanted to be that wee bit more ruthless, and that's what they were. And it probably was typified just, you know, from start to finish in that second half. Like, I think Owen Frayne might have got the first point of the second half, and then it was all Donegal. Like, Michael Langan took his tally to 4 points. And probably Darragh Gwale came on and kicked the point, but he had a chance to go for his own score, and he didn't. He set up Patrick Beardy. So that's that team play thing they have. But what about Oisin Gallen? I think it was Oisin Gallen's pass for Conor Donald's goal. It was amazing. Like, that vision. We can see it from up here, but down at pitch level, for Oisin Gallen to be able to pick out that pass. And they've definitely put down a marker here today, and they've created goal chances the same way Kerry did yesterday. So it sets it up for a final that probably everybody looked at from a fair wee way out. I felt that Armagh and Donegal would have been the shake-up for the All-Ireland. As it stands, Armagh are gone. The team who beat them are now standing 2-2 with Donegal in a couple of weeks' time. And I suppose it was convincing today, Oisin. It was convincing yesterday. And I suppose it sets it up for a massive 1 and 2 weeks' time.
It certainly does. Listen, we'll be talking a lot more now over the next 2 weeks ahead of this All-Ireland final to come. Michael, we'll have a bit of reaction to get as well from downstairs. So many thanks for your contribution today. Thanks for joining us. Back to Brendan Kilcoyne. This next 2 weeks is going to be just absolutely fantastic. There's nothing beats building up to an All-Ireland final, Brendan.
Absolutely not, Oisin. And we've been blessed, you know, in our times that, you know, in 92, we remember that. We remember 2012, 2014. To have the joy and the pleasure to look forward to an All-Ireland final in 2 weeks' time against the aristocrats of Gaelic football down in the kingdom, down in Kerry, is absolutely fantastic for all Donegal people. We can really hone in on it now. I'm sure Jim McGuinness is in that dressing room talking to the players, saying, we have a job to do. Today is forget about today, move on, enjoy it for this evening for a few hours, because you have to enjoy your victories. But by tomorrow morning, they are on full focus on Kerry, so they are. And they will have no fear going in against Kerry. They will respect them, but they won't fear the machine.
Yeah. How big a factor, Brendan, was what happened last year in the semi-final to this point today?
Yeah, I think it obviously, you know, Donegal were looking to get back to this level again, so they were hurt after the semi-final last year. They feel they didn't do themselves justice on the day. Michael outlined a couple of reasons, you know, a couple of wee things that went wrong. They made sure that wee things weren't going to matter today, that it was the big things on the field that mattered. And, you know, every department on that field did their job today to the T, and they just played some phenomenal football. And now, listen, Meath have, you know, had a phenomenal year. They've come to an All-Ireland semi-final. Not many Meath people would have expected that at the start of the year, but they were just blown apart, and you could see the difference, you know, the difference in quality, the standard that Donegal were expected and the standard that Meath had come in at was just, you know, like chalk and cheese, Oisín. So for Donegal to go out and perform like that in an All-Ireland semi-final when the pressure is on, in the heated cauldron that is Croke Park, on a tricky, what could have been a tricky enough segment, deserves full kudos, so it does, and they can take great pleasure from this, but the focus now has to be gone, getting the job done. This Kerry team that they're meeting, yes, they have some fantastic attributes throughout their team, but they are a team that can be beaten.
Listen, tune into Highland Radio over the next number of weeks, because we are going to be building up to an All-Ireland final. It all starts tomorrow evening, actually. Brendan Devaney's DL debate is on tomorrow night, where he will, of course, be reviewing the sensational performance by Donegal to book their place in the All-Ireland final. But tune in tomorrow morning on the 9 till noon show at 9:30. We will be launching our official run-up to the All-Ireland final. The road to Croker will be launched tomorrow on Highland Radio at 9:30. So tune in and you'll get all the details there. Something that I was thinking about today, Brendan, as we get into the final minutes here of our broadcast, was where we were 2 years ago and how far we have come so quickly under Jim McGuinness, and where we find ourselves here now today.
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable transition. So it has, you know. The whole county was in turmoil a couple of years ago, not that long ago, with basically the same group of players, and you see how they have, how things have changed, and that just shows you, in sport, with the right application, with the right mindset and with the right man in charge, things can happen. And obviously Jim has proved that. He's pulled the whole thing together. The whole county is united behind this. It's going to give people a great lift, you know, just for mental health reasons, for whatever reason you want, for people to be able to enjoy these moments. Because you have to remember, Oisín, there are so many counties that will never get the chance to grace the hollow turf of Croke Park. For Donegal to be up two Sundays in the last couple of weeks and to look forward to an All-Ireland final here in 2 weeks' time is just brilliant, so it is. And it can only be good for the people of Donegal. Enjoy the party.
We're not done yet, are we?
We're not done yet. We're far from done, no. We can really look forward to this All-Ireland final.
Yeah. And a final that no doubt Donegal can win, Brendan. Because now you're in with a huge chance. It's been a while since we've seen the Sam Maguire back in Donegal. 2012, we almost got there in 2014. And we owe Kerry one as well for that, so we do.
Yeah, great opportunity. Retribution for 2014. We were here that day, Oisín, up here in the same place probably. And a disappointing. Things just didn't go for them on the day. The early Paul Gainey goal really hurt them. And then, of course, you the big buck.
Yeah, Paul Durgan.
The kick out that went wrong. Donaghy, Kieran Donaghy, and put it in the back of the net. And, you know, we still had opportunities. You remember Colin McFadden hitting the button in the post the last couple of minutes. But, listen, that's history now. That's 10 years ago.
Let's
rewrite the history books here, and let's make sure that Donegal put three notches down for three All-Ireland, three Sam Maguires. But there's work to be done. They have a brilliant opportunity. They have a brilliant chance going into it. Of that, there can be no doubt. There's be no fear. Be confident. Enjoy the trip and bring it on, Oisín.
Yeah, bring it on. Yeah. We've an All-Ireland final to look forward to. What a day for Donegal here today. They dismantled Meath to win an All-Ireland semi-final by an enormous 20 points today. We're going to try and get some reaction from this victorious Donegal camp. We'll have it shortly, of course, for you online on highlandradio.com. And there'll be lots to talk about come tomorrow morning as well. So from myself, Brendan Kilcoyne, Brendan Devaney and Michael McMullen, we just have to say a very, very, very good evening from Croke Park. Back to you in the studio.